The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hi, this is Chris Skidmore from the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. Have you been naughty or nice? Well, you better figure that out because Christmas is right around the corner, and Amazon has a new lineup of Echo devices. We're also going to take a look at new map features in Google Chrome. Hulu is now more accessible. E-scooters now have Braille messages so you know who to call when one is left in your way. And finally, updates to the Blind Square app. That's what's coming up on this episode of Tech Tips. Google has announced a new feature for their Chrome web browser that identifies images. This comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. Google has added a new feature to Chrome that can identify the objects in an image and describe them for blind or partially sighted users. The new tool uses the same tech as Google Lens and Google Photos to analyze pictures and generate a description that can be read aloud by a screen reader or shown as characters on a Braille display. Chrome's new feature called Image Descriptions will attempt to identify the contents of the picture and say, appears to be, followed by its best guess. For example, it might say, appears to be a dog, letting you know that the site probably contains a picture of a dog, but that the description was AI-generated and may not be entirely accurate. The new image descriptions feature is available for anyone who uses a screen reader or Braille display. To activate it, just go to Chrome Settings, Advanced, Accessibility, and select Get Image Descriptions from Google. The company also recently updated Google Maps to add detailed walking directions so you can find your way around unfamiliar places with confidence, whether you have a visual impairment or just want to keep your phone in your pocket. And speaking of Google Maps, here's an article on that. It also comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. As part of World Sight Day, Google Maps is improving walking directions for people with visual impairments. The Google service can now offer more detailed voice guidance and new types of verbal announcements. Google Maps already offers voice prompts to accompany visual instructions on the screen, but now can provide more detailed walking directions like proactive alerts that let you know you're on the correct route. Maps might note the distance to your next turn as well as the current direction and street you're on. Other examples include alerts when you're crossing a large road. The initiative was spearheaded by Wakana Sugiyama, a Tokyo-based business analyst at Google who is legally blind and uses a walking cane to move around. Going from her home to her office is a route she is comfortable taking as she is familiar with it. But venturing someplace new and unfamiliar can be an intimidating experience. Some of the most pressing concerns include knowing if I'm going the right way or if a street is safe to cross, she said. I also frequently wonder if I missed a turn, if I'm on the correct side of the street at the right time, and, of course, whether I've reached my destination or have already passed it. The Japanese Googler has spent the past year working with the Google Maps team to develop a more helpful navigation solution for the visually impaired. Here's a short video demonstrating the Google Maps feature in action. The actual demonstration of the app is in Japanese.
One of my hobbies is to try new things and getting outside of my comfort zone. I like trying to push my limits and broaden my horizons about what I can do. I'm legally blind. There is probably some fear associated with not knowing my surroundings. When I decide not to take the journey, I feel somewhat left alone or excluded.
Hearing her perspective the first time is really eyes-opening to me because I never lived in that situation. Hearing Wakana's story, that made me realize that's a problem and we need to solve it.
Detailed voice guidance gives people audio information when they're walking to their destination using Google Maps.
Roppongi通りを西に進みます。次に曲がるまで約80メートルです。
is sort of like announcements I hear on trains and buses. It fills some of the gaps that I would otherwise experience with not knowing the surroundings, and also especially focusing on segments that I might find particularly challenging, such as larger intersections.
現在正しいルート上にいます。中見世通りを西に進んでいます。次に曲がるまで約200メートルです。
Having this additional information to fill in the gaps makes me feel more confident. I can relatively focus more on what I'll do at my final destination. I believe everyone should have the ability to experience the world around them and feel a sense of belonging wherever they're physically at. Having access to new experiences makes me feel more included. My intention definitely in developing this feature is to help people in similar circumstances to open up possibilities.
This accessibility feature was built from the ground up by and for people with vision impairments. Google also touts how it can be useful for users that want a screen-free experience on their next walking trip, which has interesting applications for audio forms of augmented reality. Right now, individuals in Japan and the U.S. will be able to activate the new feature in Google Maps on both Android and iOS to receive more verbal updates on walking trips. The app will provide periodic announcements, alerts, warnings, and provide a compass heading as well. To turn the feature on, users can go to the Google Maps settings and select Navigation. At the bottom of the list will be the option to enable detailed voice guidance beneath the Walking Options heading. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Amazon recently held a presentation highlighting all the new things coming to Amazon Echo this year. And the folks at CNET were nice enough to compile this presentation into a 10-minute highlight reel. Some of these devices are already available. The rest will be available within the coming year. Here are the upcoming Alexa-enabled Amazon Echo devices.
And today I'm pretty excited because we have two different Day One Edition products to show you. The first one we call Echo Frames. And this is them. Echo Frames allow you to get done more around you and be more present in the everyday. They look just like regular prescription glasses. In fact, the fact that I'm still talking to you says they are prescription glasses. They have my lenses in them. And they're incredibly comfortable. They are only 31 grams. You barely know that you have them. And we've intentionally not put a display in them. We've not put a camera in them. We want you to focus on your everyday. And Alexa should be here to augment that through the day. And built into this is very discreet directional microphones that allow me to hear what's going on, but not the world around me. Team has great ideas on how customers are going to use this, and they've packed a bunch of invention into Echo Frames. The second product that we're going to launch with Day One Editions, we call Echo Loop. This is it right here. Echo Loop is a smart ring packed with ways to stay on top of your day. It literally is information at your fingertips, I know. But actually, inside of this is an incredible amount of technology. It's built around a titanium frame. And inside of that titanium frame are two microphones that are activated when I hit a little discrete button that's on the bottom of Echo Loop. It also has an incredibly small haptic engine inside of it so that when I get notifications or when I know I've hit the button, it discreetly vibrates my finger and I'm able to know that that's time to speak or time to listen. You talk into it like this, you listen to it like this, and it's very, very convenient. It's a way to snack on information throughout your day as you wear this. These will both be available, just so you know, in limited volumes, but we'll be giving them available for invite starting today with a special invite price on frames of $179. and Echo Loop for $129. Echo Buds. Echo Buds are the first wearable to offer customers completely hands-free Alexa on the go. You know, when we set out to build Echo Buds, we thought about how can we push the envelope of what customers expect in this form factor. There are a lot of products out there today. And we went in two different directions. The first is we wanted to deliver great audio. They had to sound absolutely amazing. And we did this by putting dual armature drivers balanced in each of the earbuds. And these are inspired by the same kind of drivers that you see in professional artists when they're on studio or on stage. It has really great sound. You'll get a chance to hear these later. They truly are a great experience. They deliver crisp, deep bass, crisp audio, and we're pretty excited about them. We'll be making Echo Buds available for pre-order today, in time for the holidays, for just $129. So I wanted to be the first to show you Echo Studio. This is the first smart speaker that brings 3D audio, like Dolby Atmos, into your living room. It is the most innovative speaker we have ever built, and it has unbelievable sound. It has space, it has clarity, it has depth. We first start with the built-in Alexa microphones, and we model the room around you. So no matter where you place the speaker, it's going to give you the optimal sound for that room. And it works great with the music you already have, the streaming music you have today. But if you have the new formats, it's an even better match for those. It's bold, it's really incredible sound, but it's in a very simple package. And the team has done an incredible amount of engineering to pack so much sound into a device so simple. Let me give you a quick tour around inside. Echo Studio is anchored by three mid-range speakers, left, right, and top. And these build the sense of space around you with these speakers. It then adds a directional tweeter up front to give you great high-end performance. And then at the base of the speaker is a 5.25-inch bass driver that's coupled with a bass port to give you excellent bass response. Now, when you match this technology and this hardware with these new formats like Dolby Atmos, you get a truly immersive experience. We're going to be delivering Echo Studio for just $199. It is going to be available for pre-order today, and I very much look forward to you all getting to listen to it later, and certainly customers as well. We're also excited to announce today the all-new Echo. This was the original product, and we made it now better in every way with this generation. We took the sound architecture that we launched last year in Echo Plus, and we brought it down to the Echo. That means it has neodymium drivers, a 3-inch woofer with more back volume for crisp, strong, mid-range, and highs. We also added a new fabric designs, which have been successful across our other products, including a new favorite of mine, Twilight Blue. We'll start taking pre-orders on the new Echo today, and it's still only $99. So we're introducing today a new Echo Dot with a clock. It's kind of straight ahead. But we're very excited about this product. And the team did a great job. It has an LED display that's bright and vivid, easy to see from across the room, and it works with a lot of the Alexa functions. You can tell the time with it. You can count down your alarms and your timers. You can see the outside temperature when you query it. So we're excited about this product. It'll be available for pre-order starting today for only $59. The existing Echo Dot will continue on, and we're excited to give customers the choice between the two. So today we're adding a new Echo Show. Let me introduce you to Echo Show 8. This really takes all the great things that customers have loved from the 10-inch Echo Show and combined it with what we've already learned this year from Echo Show 5. It has an HD 8-inch display, very bright, viewable in sunlight, and it borrows powerful audio like we had from the Echo Show 10. But it also takes the privacy shutter that we had in Echo Show 5 and integrates it in the 8-inch form factor, and also the form factor that people have loved. We were pulling this all together at an incredibly affordable price of just $129. It'll be available for pre-order starting today and shipping in time for the holidays. So I wanted to be the first to kind of show you a new product here, and this is called Echo Flex. This is an incredibly little, tiny device, and it's meant to solve the problem you saw up there, which is customers want to put Echoes everywhere. This has no cables. The plug is captive, so you just plug it right into the wall. And it has a tiny speaker built into it. It's not optimized for music. It's optimized for Alexa's voice, but it makes a great hub for smart homes throughout your house, an access point for smart home throughout your home. And the team got to thinking, if you're going to put these in a lot of these places, one of the things customers might like was a USB port on it. So on the bottom, it has a USB port. So if you put this next to your bed, you can charge your phone without using additional outlets. So we have two accessories to launch here today as well. A motion sensor, which plugs into the bottom of this, and or a smart light nightlight, which can plug into the bottom of this as well. We'll start taking pre-orders for Echo Flex today. It's only $24.99. So let me introduce you to the newest Echo companion device. This is called Echo Glow. This is a super simple little companion device that allows you to have light next to the bed in a room. And I tell you, it is absolutely delightful for both kids and parents alike. We built some fun modes into this, so you can ask Alexa to enter into a dance party. And the lights will blink and the music will play along with that. You can tell it to go into campfire mode and it'll be a nice warm campfire. And the team's added a great little tap function to it, so I can kind of tap it. And as I do, it'll just cycle through. Kids don't seem to tire of that as quickly as I do. You'll see. We're very excited to have a new companion device. I think kids and parents will love it. Echo Glow is available for pre-order today, only $29. And we'll be shipping it in time for the holidays. So I think it'll be a great Christmas gift. So I wanted to introduce you to the Amazon Smart Oven. The Smart Oven is everything that the microwave had, but it adds to that convection cooking, an air fryer, and a food warmer. It has voice control like the microwave did, and gives you step-by-step instructions via voice that we showed you last year. What I like about this, though, is we've added a new feature, which we call Scan to Cook. And you can scan from the Alexa app or from your Echo Show, and you can take hundreds of prepackaged food items, including lots of Whole Foods 365 products, and just scan them, and it will automatically pre-program the smart oven, including stopping and pausing when you need to take off the film or stir the product or rotate it in the oven. We think it's going to be delightful for customers. We'll make this available starting today for pre-order for just $249. And to ensure customers have a great experience with the Alexa experience, every smart oven will come with an Echo Dot included.
And there you have it, all the new Amazon Alexa-enabled devices coming out for Echo within the next year. If you'd like to know more about these devices, as always, you can go to the Amazon website located at www.amazon.com. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. If you do a lot of streaming via Hulu, here's good news for you. Hulu adds new accessibility features. This comes to us courtesy of Cool Blind Tech. Hulu has just debuted two new features to make its platform easier to use for people with visual impairments. The first new feature focuses on text legibility. Hulu said it now has easier to read text because it enhanced the text capacity. This update will be applied automatically for all Hulu users. Secondly, the company added screen reader or audio guide capabilities. The screen reader helps viewers with visual impairments by vocally guiding them through the Hulu platform. It can be turned on via a device's settings. These updates are available on the Roku platform starting immediately and will roll out on Android, TV, iOS, iOS, and other connected devices in the coming weeks. The updates are arriving after Hulu said it made accessibility design the primary focus of its summer hackathon. Earlier this year, the company also rolled out an audio description hub for its online platform. Cable operator Comcast this summer announced iControls via a web-based remote for tablets and computers that pairs with an existing iGaze system and lets users change channels, set recordings, and search for programming. In 2015, Comcast also included video description with its live production of The Wiz. In 2014, the company launched a talking channel guide that reads aloud channel names, show titles, and DVR commands. If you'd like to know more about Hulu accessibility, you can visit their website at Hulu.com. Hulu is spelled H-U-L-U. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Why is there a Braille message on my e-scooter? This article is written by Luz Lazo, and it comes to us courtesy of Blindy Blog on Facebook. No, blind people aren't riding e-scooters. They need to know whom to contact when they trip over them. If that Braille message on the e-scooter you just rented gave you pause, rest assured it's not how to ride instructions. No, blind people aren't riding scooters. They do, however, need to know how to contact the scooter companies when they encounter the devices which present a hazard when left lying around. We may not ride it, but if we trip over it, we can read the Braille on it and find out who to report it to, said Sean Calloway, president of the D.C. chapter of the National Federation of the Blind. We want the Braille on them to identify the company and their contact information. Some companies, including Lyft and Lime, are retrofitting their scooters with the information, conforming with local policies that require the Braille message and growing demand from advocates for people with disabilities that the information be accessible. As the micromobility service expands, advocates have been pushing the industry to include company information that is available to the general public on these devices, such as phone number or email address in Braille, and more local governments are making it a requirement for these companies. In the Washington region, Montgomery County requires companies to comply with all federal, state, and local requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The county specifically mandates that devices have permanently affixed tactile information to enable blind and visually impaired individuals to identify the ownership of each vehicle and provide for their direct communication with a participating company via telephone, email, or website. Maureen McNulty, a spokeswoman for the Montgomery Department of Transportation, said she can understand that the Braille on e-scooters may confuse people, but in requiring the devices to have embossed messages, the county is assuring that visually impaired residents have the tools they need to report problems. We hope that all users park e-scooters correctly, she said, but when they don't, this regulation is intended to provide some agency to the visually impaired if an e-scooter should become a tripping hazard. Nationwide, the blind community has raised concerns about the impact the rapid proliferation of scooters is having on the mobility of blind and low-vision people. Local and national groups have pointed to increased hazards from the scooters being carelessly left on sidewalks, bus stops, and other locations where pedestrians travel. These scooters are virtually silent when in use, making it impossible for those using non-visual means of travel to detect them, the National Federation for the Blind said in a resolution it passed last month. The organization called on Congress to set a minimum sound standard for dockless electric scooters and on state and local governments to enact laws regulating scooters' use to control parking, prohibit riding on sidewalks, and generally avoid disrupting the flow of pedestrian traffic. Scooter companies, the group said, should do their part and place their company name, scooter identification number, and contact information on each scooter in a format accessible and easily detectable by the blind. They should also develop accessible websites and mobile applications so that blind pedestrians can easily communicate reports of misuse or injury. In a letter to Maryland lawmakers earlier this year, the state chapter of the National Federation of the Blind delivered the same message. Calloway said there is consensus among activists nationwide that action is required because scooters have become a hazard for pedestrians and even more for the blind. These dockless bikes and scooters have not been a friend to the blind community. They are hazardous. People leave them in the middle of the sidewalk, so it's quite dangerous, he said. It's all about inclusion and safety. Some companies say they are considering adding the Braille message on all their scooters, not just where they are required to. Lime, a global e-scooter company with a strong presence in the D.C. area, began to add Braille messages to its scooters in Chicago in June. It then followed with its devices in other jurisdictions, including Montgomery County. The company said it is also enhancing training of its customer service team to ensure timely response to accessibility-related reports. Lime is committed to working with people with disabilities and disability rights organizations to make our products and services more accessible, while also addressing challenges that result from this new mode of transportation in cities' public right-of-way. The company said in a statement, "We'll continue to make this a priority while reminding riders to park their scooters out of the path of those walking or using wheelchairs." Lyft scooters in the Washington area also carry Braille messages with the company's contact information. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Blind Square has a new update, and here's the scoop. In case you don't know, Blind Square is a pioneering accessible navigation, both indoors and outdoors. Know where you are, know where you're going, and travel with confidence. Blind Square is a new solution that combines the latest technology to help the blind with their daily lives. It has been developed in collaboration with blind people and carefully field tested. You need either an iPhone or iPad to get started. It also supports some additional accessories to enhance the experience. Blind Square uses GPS and the compass to locate you. It then gathers information about the surrounding environment from Foursquare. Blind Square has some unique algorithms to decide what information is the most relevant and then speaks it to you with high-quality speech synthesis. You can control Blind Square also through voice commands. The voice command feature is a premium service requiring purchase of credits for continuous use. Voice command credits are available as an in-app purchase on the App Store. The current version was released in October of 2019. In this release, we announced a free feature for Blind Square clients in Canada, the United States, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering huge benefits to tens of thousands. IRA, connecting you to real people instantly to simplify daily life. Now, fully integrated into Blind Square. This is made easy by Blind Square auto-detecting the hundreds of IRA-free access areas or access to an IRA agent from the tools menu or simply by speaking the voice command IRA. The rest is easy. A skilled agent is ready for your call. Did we say free? Totally free for the first 5 minutes. Subsequent 5-minute calls, also free. If you are an IRA subscriber, your usage starts at the 6th minute. Because the first 5 are free. No strings, just great value. Thank you, IRA. You can learn more about IRA by visiting their website at ira.io, and IRA is spelled A-I-R-A. We are also including enhancements to address changes in iOS 13 that interrupted services for some. Thank you, Apple, for the many benefits brought by this release. The cost for the Blind Square app is $39.99 and is available at the Apple App Store. Again, if you would like to know more about IRA, you can check out their website. The website address is ira.io and IRA is spelled A-I-R-A. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast following this broadcast by visiting our website at www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call. Our number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips.